FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen has reassured the public that the foot and mouth disease spreading in KwaZulu-Natal does not affect humans. He says it's also unrelated to the virus impacting schools. Speaking to the media, Steenhuisen confirmed that red meat remains safe to eat, but stresses the urgency of controlling the outbreak. He says the outbreak threatens South Africa's export potential, particularly in Asian markets.
The virus that is now you're seeing in schools, hand, foot and mouth, is a completely different virus. It's a virus that affects mainly younger children, but it's not linked to animals at all. Meat is completely safe to eat. What we want to do is just focus on the movement of these animals and the vaccination so we can bring foot and mouth under control, because it affects our ability to export.
A local NPO says more rape cases still go unreported in KZN.
We know that some of the police stations that we were closely with, like Plessisley in Pietermaritzburg area and Mountain Rise, are always actually having high cases of rape. And we have alluded to December being the month that had the highest number of rapes. For us, it's actually very common.
Yesterday, Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu announced the crime stats for the third quarter of the 2024-25 financial year. KZN recorded an increase in rape cases with over 140 cases reported in December alone. Lifeline and Rape Crisis Pietermaritzburg's Sinikiwe Biela says more community education is needed around the subject of reporting sexual abuse.
In most cases, community members, they are aware that so-and-so is actually known to be a rapist, because they fear for their safety. And it's something that I think Department of Justice, including NPA, they really need to educate communities about the importance of reporting and what government have out there that will protect them should they become state witnesses.
And abroad, Israel's army radio claims the body of Israeli hostage Shiri Bibas has been identified. Last night, Hamas claimed it had returned her remains after they weren't among the bodies given on Thursday. They included her two children, while her husband Yadin was released by the militant group earlier this month. His sister, Ofori Bibas Levis, made this plea to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, we did not receive an apology from you in this painful moment. For Ariel and Kafir's sake, and for Yarden's sake, we are not seeking revenge right now. We are asking for Shiri.
Six living captives are due to be released later. That translated clip is courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen has reassured the public that the foot and mouth disease spreading in KZN does not affect humans and is unrelated to the virus impacting schools. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Dino Malinga.